You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. There's definitely a degree of class that comes with the Mercedes-Benz brand. All credit to the manufacturer. Many a time, one can almost assume that the owner of a Mercedes-Benz is either a graduate, professional, a wealthy businessman, or just someone who wants to craft a specific image within society. Now, the agility agreement offering by Mercedes-Benz and many other motor vehicle manufacturers for that matter has attracted a considerable amount of consumer attention. Many have taken a simplistic view and already engaged in the product without first seeking clarity from a Sharia standpoint. Interestingly, the Ecofin desk of Jamiat Ulama South Africa have recently finalized their research project and issued a technical report on the finding. To tell us about this, we're joined on the line by Mufti Muhammad Hafiji, who speaks to us this morning. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Yusuf, and all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Safa, we trust you are well this morning. Jazakumullah khair for availing your time. Safa, what is the agility product all about? Perhaps you could begin with a brief definition and description of it.
Most definitely, Mufti Yusuf. The thing is, the agility agreement offering by Mercedes-Benz is very similar to a lease agreement, whereby an individual enters into a 36-month agreement with Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. During this period, or just upon the commencement of the period of 36 months, the future value of the motor vehicle is guaranteed. So we call this the guaranteed future value, which is an interest-based calculation of what the vehicle will be worth at the end of 36 months. Upon the expiry of 36 months, so during the period of 36 months, the individual client pays an amount on a monthly basis for usage of the motor vehicle. And then upon expiry of the 36-month period, the client is given one of three choices. The first choice is to either replace the vehicle, so you make a choice, the client makes a choice of another motor vehicle, a more recent one most obviously, and then the individual enters into a new agility agreement for the next 36 months with a new motor vehicle. So that's the first option, to replace the vehicle. The second option is to return the vehicle. So the current one that the client is driving would then be returned, and there would be an excess wear and tear fee would be payable. The excess wear and tear is obviously governed by a specific agreement. And then the third option the client is given is that of refinancing, where if the individual chooses to purchase the vehicle after the end of 36 months, that option is available, whereby the individual would refinance the vehicle through a banking institution of their choice and obtain the motor vehicle at the guaranteed future value which was promised at the outset of the agreement. So that in a nutshell is the agility agreement offering, and it is, as you can see from that brief description, it is very, very similar to a lease agreement, whereby the individual does not own the vehicle but is paying for usage of the vehicle for that given period.
Now, why is there a need to ascertain if Mercedes-Benz agility agreement are acceptable within the Islamic law?
Mufti Yusuf, you ask a very relevant question here, because we obviously had to look at it from the Ecofin desk perspective and from a Sharia perspective, purely based on the frequency of questions that were coming our way in terms of consumers wanting to engage in the product offering. So that is the most primary reason why we've had to look at it. Together with consumers inquiring about permissibility of the product, there were also motor vehicle dealers who were interested in knowing whether the product is permissible for Muslim consumers to engage in, keeping in mind that this is becoming an industry norm almost, where many other motor vehicle manufacturers, as you mentioned in your introduction, are also beginning to offer a similar kind of product and moving away from vehicle ownership, purely because of the fact that vehicle ownership comes with a degree of unattractiveness, whereby that vehicle depreciates over time so significantly. So the industry norm is moving to away from ownership towards leasing of motor vehicles. So also keeping in mind that the agility agreement offering is quite an attractive offering for many individuals who would like to just maybe use a vehicle and have the flexibility of driving another vehicle or changing their vehicle after a short period of time. So this is why, one of the main reasons why, frequency of questions from consumers as well as motor vehicle dealers. The second most important reason why we needed to look into the Islamic basis of the agility agreement offering is that many consumers have taken a very simplistic view and in terms of understanding Islamic commercial law. So they've just said, you know what, we fixed our monthly rate of payment and that's it. It should be permissible. There shouldn't be any other Islamic impediment or any kind of hurdle to engaging in this product. So obviously we need to counter that. I mean, taking a simplistic view is not possible under these circumstances of the current agility agreement offering.
Now, in terms of ascertaining and looking into the matter, what sort of process did you follow in doing the research and arriving at your conclusion?
Muftisab, the credibility of any research process is determined by a process that is followed in arriving at a specific conclusion. And in our specific case, we would like to believe that a proper process was followed in arriving at our conclusion. So in response to your question there, what we firstly did was we obtained the standard agreements which are offered to clients who are interested in the agility agreement offering. Those standard form agreements were perused by our office. We looked at it, scrutinized it. Thereafter, we prepared a preliminary position paper on the Sharia status of agility agreement offerings. And then we also conducted a exploratory interview with the Deputy of Sales, Marketing and Insurance at Daimler SA. That interview took place on Radio Islam in your Tajir hour that is normally flighted on a Tuesday morning. Thereafter, we once again took out our standard form agreements, our draft version of an opinion on the matter. We circulated it to various fatwa institutions. These were the Darul Ihsan Islamic Services Center, the Darul Ulum in Azadville, the Darul Ulum in Springs, the Jamiatul Ulama KZN, Darul Ulum Zakaria, and other Sharia experts in commercial law. After this process was completed and we obtained some kind of feedback from these institutions, we prepared a final draft of a Sharia opinion on the permissibility or impermissibility of the agility agreement offering. That final draft was eventually shared with Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, the very individual who we interviewed on Radio Islam, and we are now at a point where you've identified this as something you wanted to flight at this point in time.
The conclusion is that of impermissibility. Why is this so, and could you provide a simplified explanation on the core fiqh principles involved?
Most definitely, Muftisab. You know, there are quite a few issues that were involved in terms of our arriving at the conclusion of the agility agreement being impermissible to engage in its current form. I'm just going to suffice on two of them. The first one is that under the agility agreement offering, if the agility agreement is to be regarded as a proper lease agreement, in that case, the Sharia impediment is that, as it currently stands, ownership risk of the asset that the client is using is also transferring to the client itself. So together with maintenance risk, and if I were to simplify it, in other words, maintenance risk refers to maybe your routine servicing of the vehicle, maybe you had a puncture on the tire, and those ordinary maintenance risks are normally for the client in any lease agreement. But ownership risks are also being transferred to the client, which from a Sharia standpoint is a problem. If I give you a simple analogy, it's like saying, you know, you can lease my property, my immovable property, you can rent my apartment, but if an earthquake strikes and the walls are damaged and collapse, you would also have to be compensating those that kind of damage. So as you can see from the analogy, passing on or shifting of ownership risk to the client is something which is not tolerated from an Islamic leasing perspective. That's the one impediment that we found in the agility agreement offering. The second one is quite an obvious one, where the agility agreement offering is littered with interest rates throughout the use of interest rates throughout the agreement. So for example, in terms of its penalty clauses, the penalty clauses attract severe amounts of interest. So together with the monthly payment being governed by interest rates, even the aspect of penalty clauses also attracts interest rates. So if a client were to skip a month or two of payments for that motor vehicle, there would be interest penalties. But more important than that is the aspect of how interest rates govern the monthly payment that is due from the client.
Do you believe that you've really helped the consumer by stating that the current involvement in the agility program is not permitted?
Not yet. Mufti Sahib, we do not believe that we have helped the consumer by stating that the current involvement is not permissible. We are trained that the duty of a Mufti is not only to identify problems, but to also provide a solution. And if we look at our deen is solution-orientated. I mean, Islam itself as a concept came as a solution. There was a prevailing order at the time, and Islam came, the prophethood was given as a solution to something else. So the very core of our deen is about being a solution to problems. It just so happens that in the case of the current agility agreement offering by Mercedes-Benz, the solution is not entirely in our hands. And so for now, we've achieved our aim in creating awareness in the consumer market that a simplistic view cannot be adopted in engaging any kind of commercial agreement. We need to be consulting Sharia experts. However, we believe that the solution is yet to come in the near future.
So where to from here? Since you have concluded that the product does not meet the necessary requirements, where to from here? What is the next step? What do you advise consumers to where do they move off from here?
Mufti Yusuf, this is a very relevant aspect. From our perspective, we have appealed and requested Mercedes-Benz to consider revising the product according to our suggestions. And some of the junior staff who we have been liaising with have indicated a preliminary willingness to relook at the product in the first half of 2017. Now, if you just take a look at the technical report we've issued to Mercedes-Benz, that technical report is designed in such a way that it facilitates a solution on its own. So we've designed it in such a way that Mercedes-Benz do not necessarily have to be consulting with a Sharia expert. The solutions are already in the technical report. All that has to be done is the technical report has to be studied, and the relevant matters have to be revisited, revised, and adopted in the standard form agreements. So the solution is already there in the technical report, and our appeal is to for consumers for now to abstain or even exert some kind of pressure to make sure that the product meets the requirements of Muslim clientele.
MashaAllah, excellent work. Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah Khair for sharing these findings with the listeners of Radio Islam.
Mufti Sahib, it has been a pleasure. I just want to place on record our appreciation to Mercedes-Benz Financial Services for agreeing to be part of the process, and also the various fatwa institutions, Darul Ihsan, the Darul Uloom in Azadville, the Darul Uloom in Springs, the Jamiat KZN, Darul Uloom Zakaria as well, for their participation in the project as well.
Allah reward one and all abundantly. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
A very interesting research that has been presented with regards to the agility agreement offering by Mercedes-Benz, and the entire research that has been undertaken by the Ecofin desk of Jamiatul Ulama South Africa.